From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer. U.S. warplanes struck Taliban targets around Kabul and other Afghan cities today in some of the heaviest airstrikes since the campaign began more than 3 weeks ago. Western reporters who watched the raid said the targets appeared to include Taliban field headquarters and troop concentrations on the Somali plain north of the capital, where the Taliban faces the opposition forces of the Northern Alliance. NPR's Ivan Watson is in that area, and he reports that civilians are continuing to flee Kabul across the battle lines.
F-18 jets roar overhead, miles above the earth. This is the first of the day's airstrikes against Taliban targets in and around Kabul. Down below, a battered Soviet-made jeep crosses the no-man's land between Taliban and opposition-controlled territory. It bounces up an undulating dirt road and comes to a stop at a Northern Alliance checkpoint. The jeep's crammed with passengers, including five men and children, who are perched on the car's rooftop luggage rack. The thick brown layer of road dust on their faces highlights the whites of their eyes, giving these people a haunted look. These are refugees, all fleeing Kabul. A 22-year-old man named Abdul Fattah climbs down from the roof to explain why he chose to leave the Afghan capital.
I hid indoors for a month to escape the Taliban. They've been capturing young men and forcing them to fight at the front line. But now I'm leaving Kabul because of the American bombardments.
The jeep then sputters to life, and its passengers drive deeper into Northern Alliance-controlled territory. This is the first of at least 10 cars to make the same journey today. Zahed Alam is an Alliance government official who's been posted here to hand out refugee identity cards to the newcomers.
Since the U.S. bombardments began, between 80 and 100 people cross here every day. I've given cards to 1,200 families in the past 3 weeks.
All of the refugees interviewed on this day give the same reason for their departure. They're scared for their lives because the U.S. airstrikes that have been hitting Kabul day and night have also killed civilians. Some of them are angry at America, but many of them blame the Taliban for their predicament. The Taliban purposely park their tanks and anti-aircraft guns next to our houses, this man says. If we tell them to move because the Americans will target our homes, the Talibs threaten us with their guns and accuse us of trying to help the Americans. It's a statement repeated by other refugees crossing the border in separate vehicles. In fact, the eyewitness accounts offer a glimpse of Taliban tactics on the other side of the front line. First, refugees say Taliban soldiers have been hiding in houses and mosques at night to escape the airstrikes. They've also deliberately placed military equipment in residential areas. And finally, residents say that since Taliban radio was knocked out of commission, government officials have taken to the streets in trucks outfitted with loudspeakers. Their message: let's defend our country against the American invaders. Several refugees, like 19-year-old Madat Khab, report seeing a change in morale among Taliban soldiers.
They were scared when the bombing began, and they ran away from Kabul. There were no Taliban in the city. But now the Taliban are back, and they're no longer scared of the U.S. planes. The Taliban have gotten stronger.
Some of these refugees say they've seen the bodies of women and children killed by U.S. airstrikes, and yet most continue to speak in favor of some kind of American attack against the Taliban. Like the overwhelmingly Tajik leadership of the Northern Alliance, 80% of these refugees are Tajiks. Many of them have a long-standing hatred of the Taliban regime that was created by members of the rival Pushtun ethnic group. A university student named Parrish wants the attacks on the Taliban to continue, but he appeals to Washington to avoid hurting civilians.
The vice of America bombarding is so high, the people want to make it a little less, because at the night it's very dangerous for the people.
Do you want the bombing to stop?
No, I stop, but it's vice make a little less, to make less.
Parrish and the other 14 people in his small jeep head up the road, away from the American bombs, away from the Taliban, and away from their homes in Kabul. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Nawabat, Afghanistan.